This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. A new study from the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire shows people living in rural northern New Hampshire and adjacent counties in Maine and Vermont hold increasingly positive views of life there, though they also agree that the lack of job opportunities, drug abuse, and population decline are important problems. For more on this study of life in rural northern New England, we turn to Larry Hamilton, professor of sociology and a senior fellow at the Carsey School. He's one of the authors of the study. Larry Hamilton, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, glad to be here.
So were there any big surprises for you in this study?
Well, we entered it with kind of two hypotheses in mind. This is focusing on the North Country, Coos County, and also Grafton and nearby counties in Vermont and Maine, Essex and Oxford. And there are some people that are concerned that there are social problems there, particularly the opioid crisis comes up, or issues with jobs. Maybe population decline. There's some people that are concerned that situations are getting worse and people are pessimistic. And there are others who don't see that, who don't think that these are that overall the quality of life or people's attitude towards it in the North Country has declined. We had done previous surveys in 2007 and 2010 and had the idea of replicating that in 2017. And having this unique 10-year timeline on North Country public opinion.
And in this study of public opinion, you seem to have found, at least in part, that people feel slightly better rather than worse about how they view their lives and their economic opportunities.
Exactly. The worst-case scenarios were not really supported by the data. There are significant problems and a few problems that people thought had gotten worse. But overall, they seem pretty happy with the quality of life. What we really saw was that I think there was a dip following the recession of 2008, so that our 2010 survey picked up a lot of economic stress that was occurring around that time. The North Country was hit hard by the 2008 recession and took a while recovering from it. But that by the time of our survey this year, there had been some rebound on a lot of things. And people, by and large, seem to be pretty happy to be living where they are.
You spent some time looking closely at Coos County. So let me ask you about one area you focused on in Coos County, which is civic culture and engagement. How do people in Coos County generally feel about those things, according to your research?
Well, quite positive, really. We had four questions in particular that we looked at in that question. One was whether you agree that people here are willing to help their neighbors. And in all three of our surveys, it was above 90% in Coos County that said people here are generally willing to help their neighbors. That's pretty striking. I suspect in a lot of urban and suburban areas, you might get people who wouldn't say that or aren't even sure who their neighbors are. So that's certainly one thing. Another question asked whether you agree that people generally trust and get along with each other. And again, very high agreement, above 80% on all three years of the Coos survey, 2008, 2010, 2017. So above 80% saying people generally trust and get along. Do people work together to address important problems and issues? If anything, that was slightly higher now than it was in 2010. We had about 83% saying that yes there. Now, where it was not so stellar was we had a question whether state and local government could deal effectively with the problems the area is facing. And on none of our three surveys did that reach a majority. That may be partly their view of the state and local government, but it may partly be that they're talking about problems that are simply beyond the scale of what local or state government can deal with, such as the price of gasoline or the global competition.
In 2017, you found that 80% of Coos respondents expected to live in the area for the next 5 years. That proportion had not changed much since the most recent survey you did in 2010. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's sort of a bellwether for whether people are planning to get out. I think that... There's an expectation that young people may go away to get education, jobs, opportunities elsewhere, but that's paired with a hope that the young people will return. So apart from that sort of idea that maybe as a life cycle step, people might go away but then come back, I think most of the people are looking at the pros and cons of living in the North Country and finding that the pros are weighing heavier.
Well, Larry Hamilton, thank you very much for speaking with me about your study.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Larry Hamilton is professor of sociology and a senior fellow at the Carsey School at UNH. He's one of the authors of the new study on how people in rural northern New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont feel about life in those areas. And you can find a link to their study at nhpr.org.